producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, good morning. Kicking off the morning on a Monday. This is Lock and Load coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. A quick word. My hometown, the city I was born in, is called Columbia, South Carolina, which is currently, a whole lot of it is underwater. Most of the childhood haunts that I, like Trenum Park, where I played all of my baseball and football practice and everything else, I think that's underwater now. Where I went to middle school, Kaufman Road, there's a lot of flooded areas there. So, I managed to contact everybody I tried to contact yesterday, one way or the other, just to make sure they were all with us still. I was very concerned about it because a lot of dams are breaking. South Carolina Electric and Gas actually put out a little blurb about what to do if the Lake Murray Dam broke. And if the Lake Murray Dam broke, wow, that's a big issue. And so I watched it this past weekend with bated breath. I will be standing by watching it start to recover. Hopefully some of the plans that I had that I wanted to execute down there with people that I know, hopefully we'll be able to do that still, because it is the capital city. It's where I'm from. Now, let me take a moment here and let me explain something to you. I have done this show now since May of 2012. And in a lot of ways, I have been reactionary. I always sort of go with the flow. And from here on out, I promise my focus is going to be, there's always going to be something going on with regards to the opportunism that the gun grabbers seem to live in, simply because I'm so tired of it. Now let's look at something that they have set up already. Now, the Oregon shooting. Reportedly, the Umpqua shooter would ask people, "Are you a Christian?" If they were a Christian, they were made to stand up, and then he would tell them, "Good, because you're a Christian, you're going to see God in just about 1 second," and then he would drill them in the head. We'll come back to that in a minute. The liberal gun grabbers are delighted with this latest shooting. They're delighted with shootings like this. One of the reasons they don't go after the shootings in Chicago is because they're not nearly, you know, President Barack Obama, who will get out there and play the race card all day long and talk about how the races, you know, racism is still alive and rampant. He'll get very worked up over a bunch of white people getting shot because he thinks he can make some political hay out of that one. But when black people are being shot wholesale in his hometown, he says nothing. But yes, the liberals right now are delighted with this latest mass shooting. They've got a presidential election coming up. If you ask them about this, they would deny that they feel this way. But before the blood ever has a chance to cool, that's on the floor. They're out there calling for things without getting all the facts. Right after the shooting, Barack Obama immediately got found a camera somewhere and said this is something that should be politicized. Now, this incensed me so much, I made a video about that one. And that's what we have. This is pure politics. Because inevitably, nothing that the liberals would suggest, nothing that they would propose, none of the gun control laws on the books today seem to make mass shootings less frequent. They are not that frequent to begin with. They're very rare. In all fairness, that's because they don't really want to diminish mass shootings. They want total gun confiscation. But taking that position would cement them as an extremely radical party, completely anti-constitutional, and it'd probably knock them out of power for a generation. So if you ask Democrats what gun control law would prevent mass shootings, they inevitably lock up the same way they do when they're asked to narrow a noteworthy accomplishment of Hillary Clinton that would, you know, qualify her to be president. Of course, there are policies that would help prevent these shootings and save lives, but they have no interest in discussing the trade-offs of any of them because it doesn't further their agenda. Worse than that, they don't want to take any measures to prevent mass shootings because fewer deaths would undercut their ultimate goal of a total gun ban and roundup. Now, the first thing they could do would be the federal mandate, to take away the federal mandate of the gun-free zone. That would be the first thing I would suggest in stopping these shootings. Make everything gun-friendly. There's been suggestions through, I mean, everywhere from armed resource officers to, with me, taking military veterans and putting 6 or 8 of them on a school tacked up for complete and total combat. I would start with arming schools, absolutely. One way or the other, I would have them armed. I would have them armed well. For those that say it would be an expensive measure, we trained 5 anti-ISIS fighters at a cost of $500 million. How much of that how many teachers with that $500 million have trained and got ready to go? Uncle College did have a security guard, but he was unarmed. Now, obviously, this guy had severe mental health issues, and, of course, the problem here is that how do you identify who is a threat, who isn't a threat? And most importantly, given this situation, this killer was targeting Christians. Now, after the shooting in Charleston, people latched onto the fact that the killer took a picture with a Confederate flag. And it all became about the Confederate flag. And this guy who's gotten out there and identified Christians as a preferred target, I wonder if this is going to be something that they latch on to. Because this is the administration that has persecuted the military because of Christianity. Oregon is the town where we prosecuted the bakers for not wanting to bake a cake. Oregon is a state, rather. Is it a coincidence that when this happened, when most mainstream media publications would rather cut off a thumb than show a picture of the Prophet Muhammad, while they happily promote anti-Christian art? Is it a coincidence when every prominent American Christian, from Tim Tebow to Franklin Graham, is treated with absolute contempt and disgust by liberals? Isn't it interesting that in this totally anti-Christian meme that is perpetrated throughout the United States, that when something like this happens, they blame the Second Amendment? We live today in a country where the Boy Scouts are being persecuted out of existence, and the Obama administration has gone to court to try to force the Little Sisters of the Poor to violate their beliefs, and liberals are sneering at Christians on a regular basis. No one should be surprised that someone responded to all of that hate by murdering Christians for their faith. And what did they get out of it? They got some Christians murdered for their faith, and they got a pivot point to where they can now call for some more gun control. What do you think? We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowitz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I'm waiting for something to happen. I'm waiting for the next time the president gets up in front of a podium and says, yes, we must politicize this. Yes, let's get angry about this. Yes, we can change this. I'm waiting for somebody to ask the good president what common sense gun control measures, in addition to those that are already at work in Chicago, that he would like to see. Why is he never asked about the disparity of his concern over a handful of white people here and there versus his completely ignoring hundreds of black murder victims in his hometown? And don't get me wrong, all lives do matter. However, I take umbrage at saying that these are more important than those, and especially for the reason they do it for. They're doing it to politicize things. They're doing it to take away rights. I take umbrage at that. Chicago is the town that Obama has adopted it as his own. His mansion still sits there. And it sort of puts a lie to this vague gun control notion that he's trying to sell. There's an amusing site called HeyJackass.com. And they say their mission is to illustrate Chicago values. And there you can get a graphic illustration of the ongoing carnage with some grim wit. The fact that the president has never been called to account for his chosen hometown's disastrous record in the face of some of the harshest gun control laws in the nation speaks volumes about media bias. But in Chicago, between the 2nd of September and the 30th of September, of the people shot there, 83.2% were wounded, 16.8% were killed. Shot placement from January 1st to September 30th, 108. Actually, I read that to be 166 headshots, 474 torso shots, 330 shot in the arm, 961 shot in the lower body, 28 shot under... gender-wise, there were 40 females killed versus 355 males. 216 females wounded, 1,754 males wounded. In Chicago, a person is shot and wounded every 2 hours and 49 minutes. They're murdered every 16 hours and 33 minutes through the 30th of September in Chicago. The murder victims in Chicago, 78.7% of them are black. 17.4% of them are Hispanic, 3.9% are white or other. What amazes me most about this is that the Hispanics, there's more Hispanic gang members than there are black American gang members. And somehow or other they hold their, they're not killing their own like the black gangs are. Haven't quite figured that little tidbit out. Amongst the murderers, okay, that was the murder victims. Amongst the murderers, 68.8% are black, 7.3% are white, a little bit less than twice as many, 17.7% are Hispanic. So the Hispanics that are dying, it appears they're being killed by other Hispanics. 6.3% of the people shooting people are police. In Chicago, through the 30th of September, they have a 23.5% homicide clearance rate. The vast majority of them, no suspect is charged. About a quarter of the time a suspect is charged, Very small percentages of murder, suicide. Smaller percentage yet is self-defense, and a little bit larger is police. This is Barack Obama's kind of town. And yet, he doesn't ever mention this. Ever, ever, ever mention this. And we need to take him to task for that, because I believe that all lives matter. I don't care what the Black Lives Matter crowd believes. I don't care what the politically correct crowd believes. I don't care. If they are American, all lives matter. Whether they're Asian, Hispanic, Black, Caucasian, European, doesn't matter to me. All lives matter. And this this constant hammering on these isolated incidents to try to take away our rights. One thing you'll notice, every time he's trying to save ourselves from ourselves, in order for us to go along with his directive, we have to give up a right. Have you ever noticed that? Or we have to give up some semblance of control. If we give in to, say, climate change, if we were to give in to that school of thought, then we're broke. Financially, we have given up all control, because we're going to pay most of our money out complying with new regulations, even on the personal level. And at the same time, we're gonna have outrageous bills as far as our utilities. So we'll go broke trying to comply with that, and he's taking control of that. And then we all become wards of the state, you see. Or this is a way to redistribute, you know, this is a new wealth redistribution platform. Anytime we have to go along with what they want to say, or what they propose we do, we have to give something up. We have to let go of something. And at the same time, when we say, no, we're not down for that, they'll get out there and scream at us, there's no compromise in you. You're damn right. I'm compromised up to my bald forehead. You guys are so far in my nose that you know, your boots are hitting me in the chin. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it. I don't need you to save me from myself. And getting out there and blaming people like me for things like Oregon, good luck with that. That's sort of falling, that dance is, the taps have worn off of those shoes. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I thought long and hard about having a guest today, and I saw where some people got out there and just put together entire, literal, just consortiums together to discuss these latest things. I just figured I would discuss it with by myself, because sometimes I don't get a, you know, today I get to rant. It's Monday. I'm feeling good about it. I get to rant today. President Barack Obama, who I'm going to rant against, because the president, we got one more segment with him and then we're going to move on. I'm waiting on him also to give me his thoughts about Kate Steinle. You know, that woman that was murdered by Juan Francisco Lopez - Sanchez. The illegal felon who, after being deported 7 times, managed to be in San Francisco, and he shot the 32-year-old in the back with a stolen gun from a Federal Bureau of Land Management agent. That guy, you remember that? I haven't heard anything so far. No comment from El Presidente on that one. Although, after Roseburg, Oregon, he was tripping over his own wingtips trying to get in front of a camera on that one. Every day in the United States, not just under this president, under all of our noses, okay, every day, We have 4,000 children that die in abortion clinics. We have dozens of people that die at the hands of inner city thugs and illegal immigrant criminals, none of which the president ever mutters a iota of grief for. Unlike his indifference to the deaths of Americans killed by illegal aliens or the dismissive attitude he has towards the 60 million human beings who've been ferried out and then incinerated, and much like the way he portrayed 9-year-old Tucson shooting victim Christina Taylor Green jumping in heaven's rain puddles while exploiting the Umpqua Community College victims for political expediency, he sounds like he's describing dreamers. In the coming days, we'll get to hear about the victims finally. We know some, the names have been released. Young men and women who were studying and learning and working hard. They were trying to build a future. They were trying to reinvent themselves. They were trying to be something else. They were trying to see what they can make out of their life. And this happened. What's so disconcerting about all of this is that from 2010 through 2014, 121 incarcerated immigrants released by the Obama administration went on to commit homicide-related offenses. And being lectured about states with the most gun laws tending to have the fewest gun deaths by the person from a city with the highest body counts who armed the Sinaloas a la Fast and Furious, the Nobel Peace Prize winning president, being scolded by a guy who's given a genocidal Iran a nuclear bomb. This reveals what kind of a dangerous disconnect we have going on in the mind of our chief executive. Now, this is when he was tripping over his wingtips, he could have said, we don't know yet why Chris Harper Mercer did what he did. And it's fair to say anyone that does this has a sickness in their minds. In the meantime, how many Afghan Bachabazi people do we have here? You know that one, Bachabazi? That's a practice where the Afghans can rape and torture young boys. That's happening here. We have the sodomization of children going on. We have the rape of women, the murder of American citizens, the honor killing of their own children. Nary a word, ever. Obama never questions the mindset of Islamic radicals who kill in the name of Allah, or thugs who shoot police officers with wanton abandon. And he has not condemned the evil mentality behind federally funded organizations that abort and sell babies' body parts. Indeed, he hasn't condemned the ATF. But after a mass shooting, this is when the apathy wears off and Obama comes alive. He's quick to speak of common sense gun safety law. He bemoans the mass murder becoming routine, accuses America of becoming numb to gun violence. And he does not hesitate to dredge up references to Columbine and Blacksburg and Tucson and Newtown and Aurora and Charleston. While he was commenting on the UCC, Obama portrayed America. He portrayed me and you as barbaric. And he cited stricter gun laws in more civilized countries like Britain, where shootings have been replaced by stabbings and beheadings. So much better. He's even predicted his adversaries would be accusing him of politicizing that which he openly admitted that he was politicizing. Then on behalf of worldwide terrorism, like Carly Fiorina, challenging the left to watch the Planned Parenthood videos, he dared news organizations to report on the numbers of Americans that have been killed by terrorists as compared by the numbers of Americans killed by gun violence. In fact, while they were at it, Maybe they could expand that public service by also comparing deaths resulting from illegal immigration with gun fatalities, gang violence, or better yet, abortion statistics. Let's take it all away. During his comments, he implicitly passed the blame onto the American voter for the carnage, saying, "This is a political choice that we make to allow this to happen every few months in America. We collectively are answerable to those families who lose their loved ones because of our inaction." Let's pull that one apart as we get ready to go to the next break, shall we? First and foremost, I didn't do this. You didn't do this. This Yahoo in Oregon did this. This guy with an axe to grind did this. The guns didn't do it. His car didn't do it. His clothes, his socks, whatever, anything else that was there. What was between this punk's two ears was what did this. The malice in his heart and his mindset did this. It executed it. So getting out there and saying that we allow this or we allow that, that's fine. That's you trying to score some points. You're an idiot. You're an imbecile. You're a political opportunist. But, you know, it's all beside the point. Getting out there and trying to blame me and you for something that evil does when we, you know, when we thwart evil on a constant basis, we do, is rich. Also, if all of what he says is true, is Barack Obama individually answerable to those whose loved ones, as a result of his multiple examples of inaction, when they lose their loved one like Kate Steinle, is he responsible for that? For enabling that to happen? We'll be right back. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit, and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497. Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, while the president has spent this weekend, the usual suspects have come trotting out since this shooting happened last Friday. Really, truly, the big question has been, what are you guys proposing? Okay? Now, that stymies them to a certain degree, but we shouldn't expect them to stay stymied because they are liberals. They are imaginative. They get it together really quick and they come back at you. So, right now, while they're stymied, we need to look at what they're saying. Now, Obama, for more than, you know, a lot of times I'll sit back and say, there's just no way all of this stuff is orchestrated. I just don't believe it. And then I look at what just happened in the Middle East. You know, in the Middle East, we got this thing going on. And we get this shooting in Roseburg, Oregon. I don't know if it's a coincidence. I don't know if it was manufactured. I you know. In a lot of ways, sometimes I sit back and say, no, wait a minute. but this offered him an opportunity to gin up his base and refocus his domestic opponents on playing defense against gun control, which is, you know, that's the other thing. We've got to become multitaskers in this, but that's all beside the point. He phrased his goal extremely vaguely. Common sense gun control legislation. Avoiding specifics at all costs. And nobody on his team has come up with a single concrete solution other than what we've already heard over and over and over again ad nauseum as to what they want. Nothing that would save the life of anybody. Nothing that would have saved the lives of the Oregon junior college students and faculty. That's by design, since the entire point is not to accomplish anything positive, but to refocus the subject of a political debate. And yet this president, who was making his statement before the name of the killer was even known, offered a wink and a nod toward those who want to confiscate firearms, didn't he? Yeah. We know other countries in response to one mass shooting have been able to craft laws that almost eliminate mass shootings. Friends of ours, allies of ours, Great Britain, Australia, countries like ours. So we know there are ways to prevent it. Australia, a continent-sized country like ours, with many rural residents who hunt, actually confiscated a large share of its privately held firearms in 1996. There's already a media course urging America to follow in its wake. Australia and the United Kingdom are not countries like ours. That's item number one. Item number two, Australia, which is a great country, is, like the UK, victims of their political class. In the last 24 hours, New York Magazine, CNN, and NBC also sung the virtues of the Australian model. But the Australian 1996 National Agreement on Firearms was not a benign set of common sense gun control rules. It was a gun confiscation program rushed through the Australian Parliament just 12 days after a 28-year-old man killed 35 people with a semi-automatic rifle in the Tasmanian city of Port Arthur. Council of Foreign Relations summarizes the Aussie measure quite nicely. The National Agreement on Firearms all but prohibited automatic and semi-automatic assault rifles, stiffened licensing and ownership rules, and instituted a temporary gun buyback program that took some 650,000 assault weapons, about one-sixth of the national stock, out of public circulation. Among other things, the law also required licensees to demonstrate a genuine need for a particular type of gun and take the firearm safety course. Now, everything I just read you were their words, the assault language especially. How's all of that worked out? Well, they had a shotgun going in there. A lever-action shotgun. 8-round capacity. They decided that could be fired so fast that made it an assault gun. And I think they're trying to ban that. How has it worked out overall? As write notes in a lengthy analysis, trends previously in place in Australia continued. There was no dramatic change in rates of suicide or violent crime. But what does Australia and the UK, do they not have their own breed of madman or ruthless people that should be kept away from firearms? Consider this from the Sydney Daily Telegraph. Describing the Parramatta shooting, multiple shots fired outside police HQ on Charles Street, victim identified as Curtis Cheng, father of two and 17-year veteran of the police force who worked in finance. 15-year-old gunman of Iraqi Kurdish background and born in Iran had visited the Parramatta Mosque before shooting rampage. New South Wales Police Commissioner Andrew Scipione said attack was politically motivated and therefore linked to terrorism. New South Wales Premier Mark Baird that this tragedy will echo around the world. 15-year-old kid, after visiting his mosque, shot and killed a policeman, police staffer. This kid is a naturalized Australian of Iraqi Kurdish background who arrived with his family from Iran, had walked to police headquarters on Charles Street from his home in Parramatta before opening fire on a civilian police employee. How did this 15-year-old get a hold of a gun in a gun-free paradise? Whose fault was it that he got the gun? Are they going to get rid of the mosque now? Are they going to ban Islamic mosques? Are they going to ban 15-year-old radicals? What are they going to ban? We've already gotten rid of most of the guns. Gun crime is on the rise in Australia, too. That's something that's not going to make the news. A lot of these guys have set up shop in their own little garages, and they're making guns. Making a gun is not that hard to do. You have to have a chamber hardened enough to contain the explosion that is the round when it goes off, when the striker is, when the primer struck. You might want to have a little rifling in that chamber so it will control the, you know, the trajectory of the round, get it tight and spinning and everything as it goes down range. And you need a way to trigger it. And you need something to hang on to. That's about it. You can make it to where you can feed one round, or it can be magazine fed. That's easy to do, too. This is not rocket science. So how's this gun confiscation policy working out to prevent violence at the hands of madmen or Islamists? In Australia, not too long ago, you don't need guns to do this either. In Australia, they found this out. In Australia, not too long ago, earlier this year, I think, they got out there and short-circuited a scheme where some Islamic radicals were going to go out to a street in Australia and start lopping off heads. Now, that wouldn't have been with guns. There just would have been nobody there to stop them with a gun. Somebody would have been trying to call somebody to stop them, and they would have been calling somebody with a gun to come stop them. But in the meantime, more heads get lopped off. This is a smoking hot idea. I don't know why I'm not more excited about it. Let's just, you know, give them more time to do what they need to do, because we're too busy feeling good. It's all about how we feel. It's never about what is. When we get back, we're about to flip into the next hour. We're going to talk about feeling versus what is. Have a great example of it right now. Great example of it. We can no longer sit back and say, we have to be nice about this. I'm not going to be nice about this anymore. This president wants to confiscate guns. I say try. This will be something you get a hold of that you will not be able to let go of fast enough, sir. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at georgiaoptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.